Mass Radio Network.
And now, the BS News Network and Hentai Entertainment present the award-winning Subgenius This Week. I'm your announcer, Blood Bloody. Subgenius This Week is brought to you by the makers of Spoingo. Don't forget to water your lawn and spank your monkey every day with Spoingo. 9 out of 10 monkey spankers can be wrong. And now, here's Father Time with news and commentary.
For the week ending...
What?
Has it all fallen down? Is that what happened?
No, just go on with it.
Ah, gosh, Christ. For the week ending by the Dobbsian calendar, Friday, May 14th, 2001, it's Subgenius This Week. A news and commentary program that vows, if you elect us as your president, to slash spending in Washington. Subgenius This Week stands behind an increase in the minimum wage to $120 an hour and a mandatory work week of one day. Also, we can decrease our dependence on foreign oil by switching all our power needs to a human blood-based energy grid. Subgenius This Week would propose drilling for blood and especially... oh, man. Specially
it's
designed.
It's a triumphant That's... return.
Also, we can decrease our dependence on foreign oil by switching all of our power needs to a human blood-based energy grid. Subgenius This Week would propose drilling for blood in specially designed human breeding camps in order to power our cars, homes, and spaceships with the sweet, sweet red crude. We would also like to implement a fully subgenius-based education system and bring about world peace by simply killing everyone. And as president, Subgenius This Week would foster sexual encounters with every Washington intern it could get its hands on. With that, Subgenius This Week defers to its idiot opponents. I'm Father Time. I am. More proof that your money is worthless. This week in America, many loaning institutions like AIG and Washington Mutual collapsed under the weight of their own crapulence, spurred on by the dead-drop fall of the value of money. But we're not talking about American dollars here. We're talking about all money. The euro, the Estonian kroon, and the Triganic pew have all bottomed off to zero value. The attempt by companies like AIG to heat their very large buildings by setting campfires of worthless money in their hallways and lighting them on fire turned out to be disastrous. Not only is this an inefficient way to heat a large corporate office building, but it set the whole of downtown Wall Street on fire. And this is the reason for the economic collapse in America, burning money for heat. See, lending companies have known for years that money is worthless, so they went into the business of exchanging it for goods and services, mainly speedboats and hookers. And now for the common man, has realized that currency has no value and is attempting to get rid of it as fast as they can. And that's where the Ministry of Slack comes in. Why not exchange your shit money for the very valuable salvation that Bob Dobbs offers? This is something else. Feel free to send all currency to the Ministry of Slack so we can burn it in a responsible, safe manner. We'll first paint the money black as it is the Subgenius tradition. This covers up the conspiracy spy camera within each dollar bill. Then we douse the paper money in special holy kerosene, blessed by a drunken Subgenius minister, and finally it's set ablaze in a protective, fire-resistant wallet. This is the service the Ministry of Slack offers to the general public free of charge. Wise up, people. The money is worthless. The money's worthless. This is Father Time in Madison, Wisconsin. Have a pleasant tomorrow. You're all gonna die. Fucking Christ shit.
BS News on the BS Radio Network.